Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Tony McAvoy does join us after being in Sydney this morning to watch Sunlight do a little bit of work. Tony's at the airport and about to board a plane. Hello, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Tony, the obvious one is the rain that we've had. We've had a lot of rain. They've marked it a heavy nine this morning. You've accepted, but what is your gut instinct telling you about running Sunlight on the weekend?
I'll talk to the ownership group, Andrew, but we'd be loath to run her on a heavy. She's too fast for heavy tracks, and it's a part of the plan to get her to the Everest. But there is another race, the Premier. I can trial her, and you can protect them more in a trial than you can in a race. So, look, we'll see what the weather does. But Randwick was deluged this morning, as you know. So I'd say she's unlikely to run.
Okay. So you've accepted. The next one is you're really happy with it, but you just don't want to go there and have a total gut buster.
Well, that's right. I mean, Andrew, nothing replaces races, but in a race and a high-class filly like her, she doesn't leave anything in the locker. And she could flatten herself and do irreparable damage to the preparation. Whereas in a trial, you can control that. Still get the amount of work into her. So, as I say, this track can dry with a bit of luck, but it looks unlikely. And we will, I'll talk to the ownership group and we'll make a decision as we get closer.
Understand. I know that you're about to board a plane, but can I ask you about Dispatch down in Melbourne in the Rupert Clark? Are the reports good there?
Really good. He's been great order, that horse. I think he's got a little bit fitter, Andrew, and I think the merit in his run in the Memsey, he was up outside lead. They were going very fast in that race. And he still got past the leader, who I think is the favourite for the Rupert Clark. So look, I'm not convinced that he is a 1,400-metre horse, but the two goes we've had at it, one in the Stradbroke and one in the Memsey, hasn't told me that he's not. So this race will tell us for sure on Saturday, but he's extremely fit and well.
Thanks, Tony. Have they held the plane for you?
For you, they have, not for me, for you, Andrew.
Thank you, mate. Safe travels, and we'll wait and see what ends up on Saturday morning.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.